What's up, world? Welcome to the positive truth, uplifting, and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are we doing today?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing.
We have two positive news stories to start off your Monday. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. Those 5-star reviews help us out so much. If you leave one with a comment and send us a positive news story, we will send you a Positive Truth t-shirt for.
Free 99.
What do you have for your positive news story, sir?
Man, I'm gonna jump from something I saw on the Today Show. This is actually shared on TikTok as well. There is a volunteer teacher by the name of Sri Kumar, and Sri is a volunteer teacher at Community Refugee and Immigration Services in Ohio. They call it CRIS for short. He shared this video on TikTok talking about a student he has who's 69 years old and a Syrian refugee named Hazal Al-Abdullah. Every single week, the teacher comes to class, his student, Haza Abdullah, brings food for the entire class. He brings chips, vegetables, anything, basically, so everybody can eat and enjoy the food while they're learning, right? All kind of comments were left on this video whenever it got put on a TikTok. Learning is English is fluent. Sorry, learning English but fluent in the community. Immigrants are the most American people you will ever meet. The biggest hearts. Other people said, "This is what really America is about. This is my home," Abdullah tells Today whenever he was interviewed. He said, whenever he came out here, he had his wife and he had 4 out of his 6 children, and he had a goal to learn English. Now that he's learning English, he feels that nobody in the class needs to feel alone, needs to feel like they have anxiety. So he wants to have everybody to feel comfortable, just like he feels. The coolest thing about this story is that he brings his kids to the class and he gets to tell his whole entire story, how whenever he was 13, he wanted to come to America. Whenever it was 1969, he heard Neil Armstrong land on the moon on the radio station and he loved it so much. He walked around his town for weeks just so he could see a video or a picture of it. And he ended up finding a black and white picture in 1969. Now, all these years later in 2025, he actually went to the museum in Ohio and took a picture next to Neil Armstrong's suit. And he said, "This is my dream right here, right now." And that's what we're about here on The Positive Truth, JP. We're about community. We're about stories just like this. And Abdullah is a great man for doing so because, just like my wife says, you can't learn when you're hungry. And I believe that's what he believes as well, too.
Perfectly said, sir.
Yeah, started off choppy, but finished strong.
Don't worry, I'll edit it out. My positive news story is also a TikTok video. You want to see my notes for it?
Hey.
Ed Baba's video. Tim probably has this. I am shocked that you don't have this video.
Oh, please talk about it.
So, for one, it's a video. So, the fact that I have a video says something in itself. It's about Ed Baba's. He's 88 years old. And he was part of a group. There's a young man. I didn't really take notes because I could have swore you would have it. They go through and they talk to people like we're asking people who we should raise money for on GoFundMe. And Ed Baba's got nominated. So they went to his job. He worked at a grocery store and they asked him about his life. He was like, I retired in 1999. I spent my whole career working at General Motors. Whenever I retired, my wife got cancer. General Motors went under. While my wife had cancer, I lost my pension. I had to sell my house and all of our stuff to try to pay for everything. And then after she passed, I had to go back to work because I did everything I could to save my wife. And so they asked him, like, how many hours you work in, all this stuff. He's like, it's all worth it. It sucks that the company went under, but you know, it's just great that I spent my money and my time with my wife. It's a really hard situation, but I don't have a choice now to work. So they posted his video on TikTok and GoFundMe, and they raised $1.7 million for him to retire. And of course they show the video and he's crying and all that. And it really is touching because he did all the right things and then he didn't have any regrets because I can't control General Motors going under. I can't control losing my pension. I can't control my wife getting cancer. I can just handle how I respond to the situation.
Attitude and effort.
And his attitude and effort was sympathized with a bunch of people. And yeah, that's the positive news story.
Very well said. That video was everywhere on social media. Everywhere, every news outlet I've ever seen, it was on there. I thought it was a really cool video. I'm glad that you actually brought it up today, though, JP.
Yeah, I'm surprised you forgot about it.
I didn't forget about it, honestly. I saw it everywhere and I was like, ah, people might have seen this already. Let me find some news stories they haven't. But I'm glad you brought it up because it's always cool whenever JP has a video on the Positive True podcast.
I'm completely ad-free, even with my news. So I didn't know it was everywhere. But yeah, absolutely. Before we get out of here, we like to pause and do audio meditations where Tim and I talk about one thing we're grateful for each. Because things can get tough out here. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. We guarantee it will help your day feel a little bit brighter. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Consistency, man. For years, my niece Vanessa, the one that's taller than us, she's 13 now. For years, I've always been an ear for her. And this last Monday, I took her to her middle school basketball game to go watch her friends play and stuff. And to me, it was nothing. I'm just taking her. I'm going to go watch a middle school basketball. I actually have some friends from high school that have kids that go to that school that play. So I'm like, oh, this is cool. I remember the Jefferson Middle School days for myself. So I'm sitting there watching this game and I'm not really paying attention too much, just making sure my niece is good. But she comes up to me and she lets me know, hey, this boy she likes, he's gonna come up and talk to you. He said he was gonna shake your hand and everything. And in my head, I'm just like, ugh, why? But then it hit me the next day. He didn't even come up to me. He got scared. He like stiffened up and put his head down, got on his phone and sat away from us and everything. But I was like, ah, no big deal. I'm not really worried about it. Didn't want to talk to him anyways. But the next day it hit me. Whoa, she was talking to her friends about me and he had to come impress me. He wanted to come shake my hand because of how she's talking to me, talking about me to them. And it just hit me all the consistency that I've been giving her of being that ear, being that uncle to her. It's paying off. Now the boyfriends have to come to me. I don't have to go find them. And I think that's a really cool blessing. So I'm grateful for being consistent with Anise and the fact that she's able to tell me when
Is
she
the
likes boys.
boyfriend like a foot shorter than her?
Yeah, no, he's a little shorter than her, about the same height, honestly. But he's not a boyfriend. He's just somebody she likes. She's not allowed to date until she gets straight A's or becomes 15. 15's probably going to happen first, so that was the
No confidence.
deal. She plays too much, man. If she takes it serious, she definitely can have good grades, but she plays too much. Even helping her with her homework, kids will be kids.
I'm grateful for security cams. I have to do deposits on Friday, and I noticed one deposit was short. It's actually at the store we're at right now. So I told the store leader, you better find it because it's going to be a good sum of cash. You don't want that out of your check. He couldn't find it, so I watched it on the security cams. And the safe here, I think I'm like 6 foot in a good, oh, I'm 6 foot in shoes. It's probably like 6'6". He put it on top of the safe.
How do you reach that? He's mine.
And so I saw the video, you know, he had to scroll through and find it. And I showed it to him, and he was like, that is the biggest sigh of relief and the biggest gut punch I've ever gave myself. Because for 2 hours, he was like digging through the receipts, like, where did I put it? Did I leave it out? Did somebody grab it? So security cams helped.
That's terrifying.
It is, unless you're like Yao Ming, Victor Wembanyama, Shaq, you're not going to see the top of the safe. So
Indubitably.
grateful for security cameras. Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. Be perseverance at the bottom and humble at the top. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.